Now, as I said, you've made him a little lower than the angels. This doesn't really have anything to do with healing, but we're in this verse. I'm going to read you three other translations that are more correct than a little lower than angels. For thou hast made him a little lower than God. That's what Elohim is, God. In the beginning, Elohim. God didn't make man lower than the angels because we're going to judge the angels. God made us a little lower than God. He didn't make angels in his image. There's some weird looking angels. He made us spirit beings so that we could be born again, that we could become one with him. For you've made him a little lower than God. This is the American Standard Version, which is considered by most people to be the most accurate translation. The International Standard Version says this: you've made him a little less than divine, but you crowned him with glory and honor. And I don't like this translation, but in this case, it's got it good. It's the CEV translation. It says, you've made him a little lower than yourself. That's what it means. And you have crowned us with glory and honor. Amen? So God made man in his image and in his likeness. He made him a little lower than himself. And he thinks about and cares about, and he gave him authority over all the earth. Gave him the ruler. So what happened? Paul called Satan the god of this world. Remember Jesus, when he was out in the wilderness after he was baptized in the River Jordan by John, and after the Holy Spirit came upon him, and the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil and to overcome the devil. The devil, you know, tempted him with many different temptations. And in verse 5 of Luke chapter 4, it says this: and the devil, taking him up onto a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. All of them. And the devil said unto him, all this power, all this authority, I will give you, and the glory of them, for this is delivered unto me, and to whosoever I will give it. If you therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. Jesus didn't say, liar, liar, pants on fire. Jesus didn't dispute that the devil had authority on all the kings of the world. He didn't dispute it. He just said, it's written, you shall worship the Lord thy God. If Satan did not have all the authority on the earth at that time, there would have been no temptation. But it was a temptation. A big temptation. One most politicians couldn't face. That's the truth. The Greek word delivery said, for this is delivered unto me. Now, we just read that God delivered it to Adam and to man, didn't we? Now, God's not an Indian giver. He doesn't give today and take back tomorrow. God gave it to Adam. So whose was it? It was Adam's. Amen? The word delivered, Strong's definition of that word is to surrender, to yield up. So Satan was saying, it was surrendered to me. God didn't surrender to Satan. Adam did. Thayer's definition of that word means to give into the hands of another, to give over into one's power or use. 40 times that word is translated betray. Adam betrayed God and you and me. Adam was a betrayer. And when he submitted himself to the devil became the god of this world. And a curse came upon the earth. I'll guarantee you, God didn't create rats. You know, the Bible says we ought to store up treasure in heaven where there's no rust. God didn't create rust, or there'd be some in heaven. God didn't create thieves or moths. These things are as a result of the fall. And the Bible says that the earth groans because of the curse. Genesis 3:14, we're going to look at the curse. So the Lord said to the serpent, the devil had inhabited the serpent, And, you know, I was reading this a few weeks ago. I'd never thought of it, but the Lord said to me, He said, you know why the devil used a serpent? Because there wasn't any other people. If there'd been a man, he'd have used a man. So Adam was the only man. So the Lord said to the serpent, because you've done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle. So apparently, after that, all the cattle, everything, and more than all every beast of the field. So apparently everything was cursed. And the serpent was cursed even more. Verse 16. There's so many good study helps available now that used to cost a lot of money in the books. And believe me, I spent a lot of money. And now you can get a lot of this stuff on the internet. You need to search the scriptures and find out that what I'm telling you is true. And if you find out it isn't, you tell me. Amen? Because I don't ever want to be deceiving anybody or misrepresenting. So he said to the woman, verse 16, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Now, I encourage you, you look this up. In the Hebrew, there's no I. God didn't curse anybody. Adam and Satan did. If you're standing on the sidewalk and somebody drops a flower pot off like we've all seen in the movies and it hits you in the head, is that because God created gravity? Is it His fault? No, it's the guy who dropped its fault and the guy who's standing there's fault. The I, when it says, I will greatly multiply your sorrow, there's no I in the Hebrew. Here's two translations. The Bible in Basic English said, to the woman, He said, great will be your pain in childbirth. That's exactly what it says. He doesn't say, I'm going to do it. The CEV Bible says, you will suffer terribly when you give birth, but there's no I in the Hebrew. They attributed it to God, but God didn't curse the earth. God didn't curse the earth. Then He said to Adam, because you've heeded the voice of your wife, and you've eaten the tree from which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth. There wasn't any thorns and thistles before that. They came as a result of Satan's becoming the god of this world. Do you think the Garden of Eden is still beautiful? No. God did not curse the ground, Adam and Satan did. God did not create thorns and thistles, sin did. So it says, in the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. See, there was no death on the earth until then. Adam wasn't ever going to return to dust. Adam was going to subdue the earth. Adam was going to be here today. If he hadn't sinned, Adam would still be walking around. But he opened the door to death. He opened the door to evil. He opened the door to wickedness. He opened the door to everything that destroys, and he opened the door to sickness. Didn't exist. God did not create it. And in fact, the Bible clearly says Jesus came to undo it.